Day 63. Be without a role. Real power comes from presence, not performance. Imagine doing what needs to be done, not to prove something, not to protect your image, not to live up to a role, but just because it's the thing to do. That's the real art of living. Showing up fully, with no character costume on, not a superhero, not a victim, not a mom, CEO, healer, or guru, just human. Just present. And that, paradoxically, is when you become truly powerful. Most of us are out here playing roles without even realizing it. We become the overachiever at work, the nurturing martyr at home, the rebel artist, the enlightened yogi, each one a little ego mask designed to make us feel real. But these roles are all part of the same ego costume party. Politicians, celebrities, influencers, even spiritual leaders. Most of them are just walking projections of who they think they are supposed to be. They're performing, not being. And the whole performance, while dramatic and loud, ends up meaning nothing. Shakespeare said it best, all sound and fury, signifying zip. Still, all that ego-fueled drama isn't entirely useless. Why? Because it leads to suffering. And suffering, while not exactly pleasant, is the heat that melts the ego if we let it. It's the great disruptor. The unexpected medicine that clears away our false identities and leaves behind something real. Suffering, believe it or not, has a strange loyalty to truth. That's why the rare people who don't play roles feel like a breath of fresh air. They don't show off. They don't try to be spiritual, cool, impressive, or wise. They're just themselves, and ironically, that makes them the most impactful people on the planet. Their actions have a different energy to them. You can feel it. There's no hidden agenda, no power play, no identity performance, and that presence alone is contagious. So what about you? How do you just be yourself without turning that into a new identity? Here's the trick. Don't try to be yourself. The trying is the trap. The moment you're trying, the ego is back on stage with a new outfit. You don't need a script to be yourself. You already are. You just have to stop adding stuff, the labels, the self-narratives, the mental rehearsals. Let go of defining yourself, to others. You won't vanish, you'll finally show up. Roles are built on one illusion, I'm not enough. From that one idea, a whole list of egoic ambitions is born. If I can just be seen as smart, or successful, or spiritual, then I'll finally be okay. But you don't need to add anything to be complete. In fact, you can't. You're already connected to life itself, being itself. That can't be improved upon. Yes. In the world of form, someone will always be better at something. Taller, faster, more articulate. The ego either puffs up or shrinks down in that comparison game. But beyond form, in essence, you're not in competition with anyone. That's where true humility lives. And that's where genuine self-esteem is born, not from achievements, but from alignment with who you really are. So drop the role. Step off the stage. Let the mask fall. The spotlight was never where you belonged anyway. Presence is.